A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The theme of John's preaching was, "One more powerful than I is to come after me. I am not fit to stoop and untie his sandal straps. I have baptized you in water. He will baptize you in the Holy Spirit." During that time, Jesus came from Nazareth to Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan by John. Immediately on coming up out of the water, he saw the sky rent in two and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. Then a voice came from the heavens, "You are my beloved Son. On you my favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord. I love Christmas, the amazing revelation of Emmanuel, to know that God is with us. After years of waiting for the Messiah, the incarnation becomes God's great "I told you so." He said he would do it, and he did, just in his own time and in his own way. Not at all what people expected. No great king descending from heaven and scattering evil earthly rulers before him, but coming as a baby to grow and experience fully what it is to be human. In her wisdom, the church does not have us become stationary, fixed in the wonder of God's gifts, no matter how much we would like to stay in the enfolding arms of the Christmas miracle. Today we celebrate the baptism of our Lord. He gets down to business. It is time. Jesus in his divinity shows humanity the power of repentance. Our Lord without sin is baptized by John to show us the way we must walk, to repent of our separation from God and find our way back to him. Whether our sins have involved our relationships with God or our relationships with others, he tells us it is time to turn things around and rethink the directions we have taken in life. Jesus is ready to save mankind. He is ready to begin his ministry, and the first thing he does is to be baptized. And the Father loudly voices his approval. The Holy Spirit descends upon Jesus, and his Father proclaims, "This is my beloved Son. On you my favor rests." Obviously, we are not the Lord, but through our baptism, we share in his priestly inheritance. We are called to minister to his people, to proclaim his word, to spread the power of the gospel, the good news, which is the message of hope, to a world that doesn't seem to have much to be hopeful about. How do we have the strength to do that? Jesus showed us the way. Through our baptism, we repent of whatever is holding back our faith. We ask forgiveness of those we have wronged, and we get ready to get down to business. In a wonderful daily meditation book given to me by my aunt, Streams in the Desert, I found two phrases that gave me much to think about. The first was by George Mueller. He said, "The beginning of anxiety is the end of faith, and the beginning of true faith is the end of anxiety." The second phrase was from Mrs. Charles Kalman. "Do not pray yourself out of faith." How many times have we heard people say, "Why is the Lord not answering my prayers? I prayed to the Lord, and he didn't answer me." We have to have faith that he is answering our prayers, just in his time and in his way, in a way that he thinks best for us. I remember my sister asking me to pray for her husband to get a job in the Northwest. It was a good job, and they were ready to relocate. When he didn't get the job, she asked me why God didn't answer her prayers. I didn't know what to say. A few months later, her husband got a good job in-state, and they didn't have to relocate. A year later, she found out that the job she had asked me to pray for, the company had gone under, and the person who had that job was now looking for work. Sometimes God's answers aren't as clear as in this instance, especially when we pray for healing and our loved ones pass away. Life is not full of easy answers, but through our baptism, we have the power to love and minister to God's people. So pray with wholehearted belief that he will take care of all his people. As Christmas draws to a close and Christ begins his ministry, it's time for us to begin our ministry, to get down to business and give hope to God's children.